I think we have a few moments left. I also want to mention something important, I believe, in for Canadian history. There is a mini series. It's going to be on Apple TV. I don't know why I'm promoting it, but anyway, called Manhunt. And it's based on the story of John Wilkes Booth. And this is, I want to emphasize something over and over. The British supported the Confederates. That's a fact. They provided them even with warships. And they were dirty about it, of course. That's their habit. But John Wilkes Booth, and according to the way the story is going to be told on in the miniseries, is made a dramatic individual. He was actually a part of the Confederate intelligence. He was part of a group. And to focus on him is to create a lie. He couldn't have done anything that he did without the apparatus of the Confederate intelligence. And Confederate intelligence had ties in Toronto and Montreal. I think it's widely known now that John Wilkes Booth came to Montreal. But the more important part is there was an army of Confederate intelligence people here in Toronto. I mean, a large group. And they even involved themselves in terror against Abraham Lincoln and the war against slavery. But the last major point that has to be underlined is that America has never been able to face the fact that it was a Confederate leadership's decision to either kidnap or murder Abraham Lincoln. And the proof of that, in my opinion, is that when Booth shot Lincoln, jumped on a stage and rode off on a horse, from the rest of the way until he was captured, he was traveling with the assistants, staying overnight with the apparatus of the Confederacy. Remember, the war had basically ended in that Lee had surrendered, but they had not, the Confederacy did not surrender. Jefferson Davis, by the way, never surrendered. And they helped Booth every step of the way. So if the South had collapsed, the Confederacy, the war was over, then they would be running for their lives. They wouldn't be helping Booth. But the United States, I read the reviews of it, and they say, oh, one thing they established is that Jefferson Davis wasn't guilty of anything. He sure as hell was. And don't let anybody tell you any lies. We'll come back to this subject in the future. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT. Thank you very much. We'll be with you next week.